Hi, 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 my lovies. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to day. I've got on with your wonderful statement from yesterday, and we've taken the time to create that. That's going to be such a powerful pull for you over the next, you know, as you continue to allow the next level of your flow of fuel of money and love through your life. So, today I want to build on that in the fact that we're going to talk about how you could love yourself, love your life, love your bank account, all those ways just a little bit more. So we all have that kind of drawer or cupboard in the kitchen or somewhere in the house that we dump all our junk, that we, it's that kind of drawer, you know, that we hide things. We have places in our house that we kind of shove things under the bed and we get it all fluffy and but we hide it out of view. And in fact, that energy when we're hiding things out of view creates a negative area, a negative field, whether in your house or in your body. So we all have parts of our bodies that, you know, we love and adore, and other parts we kind of like, okay, you're right. And sadly, some of us also happen to have parts of our bodies that we actually dislike. And this is an area of you, of your body, that is unloved. And so by having this conflicting energy of hatred and dislike or hiding or trying to avoid your negative feelings, you're actually creating a conflict in your vibrational system where you could be receiving more. So we often, when we're doing it for ourselves, we then, there's a part of us we're hiding, whether it's our character, our body, that we feel this disconnect, we feel this lack of love. We then look outside of ourselves to somebody to validate it. But of course, we're already in a state of missing and we're already in a state of disconnection. And so what we attract is not getting our needs met. Now, instead, if we go the other way around, we actually approach it, shine light on it, shine love on it, shine respect and liking for it. We shift that vibration and we also shift what we receive back as the mirror that is the law of attraction. Now, in your body, you can do this, you know, by taking time to physically going to the parts of your body that you've been avoiding. Maybe your belly, maybe your chest, maybe your butt. We all have different spaces. Maybe it's your yoni. We all have different spaces, and using the technique of placing your hands on and going there will really help you to connect. Connect first with those painful feelings, but then to shift and allow that to move through and to start focusing on, well, what does it do? What does this part of my body do? And it's doing it really well. Yeah. Because if you think about your belly as an example, you might be thinking on the outside, oh my God, my belly's fat and blah, 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 and I don't want to look at it and it's horrendous. But in fact, if you think about your actual belly, well, your belly is holding your intestines. It's holding your stomach. It's holding your womb space. It's holding your ovaries. It's holding, your belly covers an entire vast amount of incredible organs that are working so hard, loving you, taking care of you. To think about all the ways that it has worked in the past and is working now. How is it supporting you on the inside? What is the body doing on a mechanical way? That's a great way of helping you to shift how you see it. If instead, or once you do that, you also look at other parts of your body that are rocking it and working really well, you know, even thinking about how your lungs breathe every day, how you're able to move your body, all the ways that there is well-being inside and outside. Yeah, if you think about maybe your kidneys, how they manage to, you know, clean out the body and you're meant to use up the right water and how it gets to move that around your body so that you're hydrated and everything's working brilliantly. Or your spleen that actually gets to cleanse your body system of the toxins, and your pancreas that does the same of amazing ways that it gets rid of all the crap and toxins in your body. Your body's this incredible infiltration system which takes in and receives and gets rid of the rubbish. So looking at what's working in your body, going to the places that are a bit like a cupboard under the stairs and actually giving it a good of a rummage round. And then as you see and appreciate from a different perspective about how that part of your body is actually functioning and its job and how it's doing it the best it can, if you do that for a few days, you will see a massive transformation. I have had clients go from having chronic pain in their bodies to having no pain and able to completely move freely over a week because they have started to add love. Yeah. I have worked with clients who haven't been able to walk at all and over a period of 3 months completely got rid of their wheelchair. They had massive arthritis and that was cleared. Yeah. I have had people with MS who have stopped, you know, who have completely changed themselves. You're adding love instead of adding pain and fear and aggression. Now, if you've ever come across, I can never remember, is Yoshi Emoto, the man who did The Messages in Water. It's an incredible book. And you can see the images online on Google of how water is changed by the way you speak to it. And the crystals in it alter. And it's showing, it's the best experiment that was ever done of showing how your vibration, your language alters the state of something else. Now, he was doing it on water. Now, we are water. We're born 70 to 80% water. As we get older, it gets down to sort of 50, 60. But we're always drinking water. There's water in your blood. There's water. We are liquid in so much forms. Water surrounds every organ. In every organ, it's in every cell. So if you can imagine that you're then talking, speaking constantly with aggression, or even worse, hiding something and not giving it any love and attention, then it's not going to be working well. It's not going to be functioning well. Yeah. It will get all twisted and knotted and, you know, skewed up. We want to be open. We want to allow it to be full and rich and beautiful. Yeah. We want it to be abundant. We want spaciousness to allow love to flow, to allow the fuel to flow. So play with that, you know, play with it, look at it, be brave. In an extension of that, I would also suggest looking at your cupboards in your house, in your space, where you are hoarding and hiding and avoiding, where you're not able to receive abundantly in your house because you've got shit under the stairs and in the cupboards and fluff. Yeah. Look at these spaces that you are not caring for, that you can free them up and create space. Get rid of some stuff that if it hasn't been used and you don't, you know, you don't like it, you don't love it, you've just sort of shoved it there. Clean out those cupboards, clean out those spaces, clean out under the bed. You will feel so much better for it. Make space because the universe loves a bit of space so it can fill it. So we want to create spaciousness in our bodies, in our houses. Tend to your bank account. If you're someone who has been avoiding your bank, tend to your bills. Tend to your bank account. Don't avoid it. Look, love at it. As we've been changing and shifting the ideas around how much abundance has been in your life, as you've looked over your life, be bolder, be braver. Because where you are now is just a moment and it can change. If we put love into it, if we put light into it, if we put attention into it, if we think differently about it, if we raise the way that we think about it, we can shift it, we can move it, we can upgrade it. But whilst it is dark heavy, unloved, avoided. We can't shine light and we can't move energy through. We can't flow. There can't be any fuel flowing freely. So today is really just about thinking about those areas where there's a lack of love, a lack of light, a lack of liking and respecting, because love comes in a whole variant forms, but we know what it feels like, a positivity. If the best you can think about is your body is looking at its functionality and appreciating that, that's a great place to start. Yeah. Appreciating your house and where you currently are, that's a great place to start. Yeah. Looking at relationships and what's working already, looking at a job or a business or where it's working already. Because when we've got into pain, we do hide and avoid, and it gets dark and heavy. So there are going to be areas. We all have a little area that can do with an upgrade of love. And my invitation for you today is to tend to it, not avoid it. And moving on from yesterday, adding to that so that you can allow more space, allow more light, allow more flow and more fuel to come into your life. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I just want to add, by the way, that if the area of your thinking, you know, that you're wanting to build on more and more now of this fuel is money, I do have a fantastic next program called Money Magic. It's a wonderful program. It's another build on. It's much more intensive, but it's a self-help program, and it takes you through a cycle of 36 days, and it's yours to keep repeating. It's very powerful, and it is going deeply into money and really boosting you to the next level of your finances. It's very, very powerful. But I would highly recommend, you know, checking that out. I'll drop a link if you want to have a look at it and dive in as you're coming towards the end of this wonderful immersion of money love and helping you guiding that way. But if you're someone who is thinking about you want to move on to a next level with actually coaching with me directly, you would be more interested in probably booking a call to actually work with me, and you can send me a message through here and we can arrange a time for a chat. Because if you are part of my perhaps my rich, sexy and free mastermind program, you do actually, that's my 6-month program, you would actually be receiving all of my programs as part of that. So, you know, there's a thought there that if you're wanting to continue working on your own and you want to just move to the next level and you don't want a full transformation and full coaching, which I'll talk a bit more probably later about Rich, Sexy and Free, but if you're just wanting to move to the next level, focusing on money magic, continuing with what you've done here, focusing on money, I should say, then money magic is awesome. Absolutely awesome. And it works whether you're wanting for business or for career. You know, it doesn't matter whether you've got a job or your own business, it's ideal. So, but if you are somebody who wants to go to the next level with total empowerment and getting exactly what it says on the tin, rich, sexy, and free, and want to work with me in part of a mastermind group for 6 months, this is for women who are really, really wanting to take their business, their life, not just to the next level, but to a massive upgrade. So we're looking at people who really want to get a massive return for their investments, massive return for their business, taking it to a high income structure over the next 6 months and seeing that reflected everywhere in their life as well. So anyway, but just mentioning it to you, I'll drop a link for Money Magic, but wishing you a wonderful, wonderful day. We've still got a few more days left, but yes, go ahead and go and look at those little dark spaces, those little unloved spots in your life, in your body, in your mind, in your bank account and relationships. All right, sending you much gorgeous love.